on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. Join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for tuning in. The remainder of the show today, we're going to spend time with Ray Mondragon with Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico. Before we jump into that, I did want to remind you the Reclaim Conference, hopefully it's on your calendar. It's coming up at the end of the month. It starts February 28th and runs through March 1st. So that's a Friday, and then I think it's Friday, Saturday, actually. All right, because February 28th, March 1st at New Covenant Church. That's Paseo del Norte between Wyoming and Louisiana. Easiest way to tell you how to get there. For those more familiar with the area, they're actually on Holly, just a block north of Paseo. So you can get there by taking Wyoming or Louisiana north of Paseo and then taking Holly over to New Covenant Church. Now, on that weekend, that Friday and Saturday, February 28th and March 1st for the Reclaim Conference, they'll be focusing on confronting progressive Christianity. And the guests include Brian Osborne from Answers in Genesis, Dr. Richard Howe with Southern Evangelical Seminary, Pastor Mike Selecki from right here in the Albuquerque area on the west side at Redemption Hill Church, and Pastor Dave DeShop, New Covenant Church. The details about the Reclaim Conference are on the web at nccabq.org. And in studio with me will be the speaker this month, next Tuesday, at Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, 7 p.m. at Faith Bible Church on Central at Moon. And Ray is a regular contributor to ABQ Connect, typically in here the second Wednesday of the month. And it could be often he'll be here the second Wednesday of the month. Ray, you and I went through essentially a syllabus, I mean, that you had worked out. And it's
actually
still
five and a half years straight, starting with Jim Williams way back.
And there's a lot of content. Remind people on your website where they can find that content.
Well, the website is forhisglorynm.com, and there's a Creation Science tab, and then it's got a little other tab to get to the radio interviews.
So you can go get those. Of course, we've archived them at abqconnect.online. It's a good resource for you to walk through or bring someone to. We hope you will continue to use that. And the other things, Ray, that you've put on your website, what else will people find there?
Well, lots of creation science, but I also do primarily Bible teaching. So there's exposition of entire books and other special talks that I've done, along with entire seminary courses, Chafer Seminary courses.
Yeah, that's right, as a teacher there. Anything with it's chafer.edu, right?
Yes.
chafer.edu if people want to find out more about what's available to them there online or
exactly
what have you. The other thing we've mentioned a couple of times on this broadcast is the book that you wrote, Science, Is God Shouting? And you'll find the details about that at truegracebooks.com. That's truegracebooks.com. And Ray, for those who didn't catch us talking about, what will they find in your book, Science, Is God Shouting?
Well, the essence of the book is to try to demonstrate that you have to have a biblical worldview to view anything, because the secular world has distorted all of reality, essentially. So in the area of science, when it says, is God shouting, I demonstrate that God uses the creation. First of all, he's creator, and then he uses the creation to reveal something of himself, and he shouts because it is so evident and so clear if you have an eye to see it. So I go through the scriptures and explain how basically the Bible is related to God himself and spiritual things and the Bible.
Okay, I've already teased that Ray will be speaking next week. That's next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock at the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, which, by the way, it's free to join this group, and they meet every month, the third Tuesday of the month, as I mentioned, at Faith Bible Church at Moon and Central. Go to csfnm.org to find out more about the ministry and the group. And you'll not only see the promo there for Ray speaking on the 18th, but the following month, March 18th, Marshall Jordan comes and talks about a biblical radiocarbon chronology for dating the Joseph famine and the Exodus. But Ray, if we can, could you go through the time we have left today, the remainder of this segment and the next, talking about teasing at least some of what you're going to be covering Tuesday when considering the problem of evil and insights from creation science.
Well, the problem of evil is one of the more difficult areas of Scripture. In fact, we all struggle with it. But it also is the main argument that the atheist uses against Christianity and against the Bible, obviously. In fact, George Buckner says, "Why do I suffer? This is the rock of atheism." In other words, the first attack that they make on God.
If he's good, why is there
right.
evil?
Exactly. In other words, how could an evil...
Because he's a gentleman.
Yeah. How could a good God allow a Holocaust or wars and a baby dying of cancer? What, you know, how do we reconcile that with a good God? And there, I think there's some biblical answers. And Tuesday night, I plan to give my best understanding of what the Bible teaches concerning an answer to that issue.
Okay, and I see you brought some notes with you. Can you go a little more in depth as far as some of those points and insights?
Well, we all suffer. So it's good to have a biblical perspective, obviously, on anything. I mentioned the book on science, but also on the whole area of suffering. And that's essentially what I'm going to try to give is God's perspective. And I'm going to focus on why did God permit it? He's omnipotent. He had all power to be able to prevent it. He could have intervened in Adam and Eve, or he could have done something that would prevent evil. So why did he allow it in the first place? Proverbs 16:4 says that God basically has a purpose for all things. And in that verse, it even says, even the day of evil. So there's a relationship to evil there. And I think the Bible doesn't answer it directly, but it does give us insight. And there's some insight from the early chapters of Genesis, creation science, that helps set a framework to be able to understand why does God permit evil? And I plan to answer that question and give some good rationale from Scripture.
Yeah, there's already some good questions coming to mind. I imagine people can show up and ask their own questions. But, you know, on the timing of when evil began to exist, is it as far back eternally, eternally backwards and eternally forward, and what the plan is? And
that's actually the secular view. The secular view is that evil is just is. In other words, it exists. It never had a beginning. It never had an end. But the biblical perspective is that evil is bounded. In other words, it does have a beginning. And the Bible tells us that there is a future where God is going to bring it to a confinement, at least. Looks like the lake of fire is an eternal existence, but it is confined, and all of evil and all of sin is confined to the lake of fire. So it has a beginning, and you might say an end, and certainly an end for the believer. There's a future for us where we will no longer face evil.
All right.
And so that's the biblical perspective. The secular is... evil has always been here. You can't change it. It's just there.
Well, and hopefully our listeners that are thinking about friends they've had this conversation with would find this is a good place to invite someone to hear what you have to say on it next Tuesday night at the Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, 7 o'clock at the Faith Bible Church, Central and Moon. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back. Ray, you'd stay with us.
Sure.
Cover a little bit more from Ray right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, thanks for joining us. We will get either we'll change the text number or we will remove that from our imaging. But we are working on it. I just was back talking to our tech ops department here about getting that Google text back up. So, however, listen, you are welcome to call us. We'll take the phone call, 505-338-5790. If you have a question right now, and Ray will address it. I'm going to guess, Ray, if we're remaining on the topic that you'll be covering Tuesday night, the problem of evil, insights from creation science, and give some people, give them an answer if they call today, maybe at least some scripture to consider. But let us know how that would be something you'd address on Tuesday. But listen, phone lines are open if you got a question for Ray. Before the top of the hour, 505-338-5790. And let's roll on, Ray, with some of the biblical insights that you plan to cover as you consider this topic on Tuesday.
Well, like I said, the Bible does not give a direct and a clear answer. In fact, there are some theologians that say the Bible doesn't give an answer, but I think there is an answer. But you have to kind of piece together different insights that the Bible gives us. And the starting point, obviously, is God as creator of all things. So we start with it. And that's creation science, essentially. So God as creator, he didn't just randomly decide, I'm going to have a creation. He created with purpose, intent, and design. And the creation reflects all of that. So there has to be a purpose for even the issue of evil, as important as it is. So it deals with some of the purposes of God, and if you look at the broad purposes of God, it contributes here and there. So some other insights from Scripture is one of the purposes that God created is he created creatures, variety of creatures, but he had some creatures that he gave the attribute of volition, in other words, the choice. He did not create robotic creatures that would simply be robotic, I guess you could
That's
say.
That's the word that always comes to mind if he's such a good God, how could he allow evil? Robotic would be like, okay, boom. You're perfect.
So he created creatures that would have the desire and make the choice to commit to him and or to reject him. So that's part of the answer is the design that he made in terms of mankind and even angelic creatures as well. Apparently they had at least some measure of volition. Another insight is that the Bible is crystal clear in telling us that God is a holy God and he's separate and distinct from evil. So that means that God is not the cause or not the author, you might say, of evil. So when you put together all of these insights, and there are several, I think I go over like 9 of them, then you can come to a conclusion, and I'll let your audience show up to find out what that conclusion is.
Yeah. Really looking forward to Ray taking that time to cover the problem of evil, insights from creation science, and any more about Tuesday night, Ray?
Well, evil also, God is dealing with evil. Not only has he just left it to work itself out, but he actually is using history to bring resolution to the whole problem of evil. And it's going to take all of world history to complete that. And at the end of world history, he will complete dealing with evil. And we will see for certainty the purpose that he had behind allowing it and permitting it in order to have the plan that he has designed.
Just knowing where you're, and I don't want to give away too much for those who don't know where you're headed with some of this as I look at your notes, but for those that are dealing with this and maybe, you know, the places where people have encountered evil and maybe as a victim in a crime or they just feel the weight of evil spiritually. What you're going to hear Tuesday at Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico meeting, 7 o'clock, Faith Bible Church, Central and Moon, you're going to hear hope.
Yes.
And the way that we mean it when we say hope as a confident expectation.
Absolutely.
You'll hear about these attributes of God that will remedy some of the concerns you have about evil being present and having an impact in your life or in the life of others you love or in your sphere of influence. Is that pretty accurate?
Yes.
Ray?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, the fact that God has a purpose for evil on a practical level, broadly he has a purpose, but individually he has purposes as well. And when we're aware personally that God has a plan, it's not just happening, but there's a plan behind it and there's an end to it. It not only gives us hope, but it gives us encouragement and gives us enablement to endure the suffering that we go through.
Yeah, and I don't know if you plan to cover this on Tuesday, but one of the things that I'm thinking that would apply here is God's timing is perfect.
Absolutely.
And we see that in Galatians, right, in other places.
His plan is perfect.
Yeah. Evil is a problem for us. It is not a problem that God can't solve or won't solve.
And will solve.
And he will solve it, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's some real encouragement to come and hear what Ray has to say on Tuesday. Ray, we got about a minute, but some of the other things that happen monthly at Creation Science Fellowship of New Mexico, there as a member of Creation Science Fellowship in New Mexico, there's some real advantages.
Well, what we try to do is give an answer to the secular thinking, the secular worldview, primarily, and we're hoping that it at least touches young people that are bombarded with a secular worldview, particularly in the area of science. They may be raised in Sunday school and be taught the Bible, but when they go on a college campus or even in the public schools, they're going to hear a totally diametrically opposed view to the Bible. And we try to give the biblical worldview in terms of God as creator, God as the author of science. So most of our topics deal more directly with science. In fact, we have sometimes world-class scientists.
Oh, yeah.
Deal with particular areas of science and the relationship to the Bible and faith and God himself.
Okay, so not only give that information to the students that are able to, the young people, but equip them and be prepared to have conversations.
Yeah.
And for others, adults that go
solidify their faith so that they don't lose confidence in the Bible.
Have these conversations at work, at school, and on the roadways as you go.
Absolutely.
All right. Ray Mondragon's been our guest, and appreciate it, Ray. Let's do this again soon.
It's been fun.
All right. And hey, a reminder that Pastor Appreciation Brunch tomorrow at the Roundhouse. Details at the nmfam.gov website. Starts at 10:30. Pastors and church leaders, you want to go check that out on their website. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.